Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
We're going to talk about this. In over 20 years in radio, I've always put my whole life on the radio, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. So there's a lot of questions about my marriage with Amber. And I know on the socials, it's getting so crazy. A lot of rumors are flying around, like what's going on with Joey and Amber. So up next, we're going to talk about this, okay?
Okay.
I've been pretty open with my whole life on the air. We're not going to stop here. So all the question or the question you were wondering about of my marriage with Amber, I'll let you know that up next. Morning Mess. Okay, it's the Morning Mess. It is Friday morning. Reminder, you're home for staycation setups. We catch up cheaters live on your radio right after 7 a.m. What a segue, huh? How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Well, hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
It's getting to a point where I have to acknowledge this. I was going to keep this, try to keep it private, but being such a public person in media and radio, everyone's been asking questions. I want to thank the Morning Mess here, my squad here, about trying to keep it to themselves, because you guys know what's going on, me and my marriage with Amber. A little short story about me and Amber. We've known each other 20 years and been married for about six and some change. It's been ups and downs, downs and ups. And the big question, because we have a YouTube channel and I'm very active on social network, on my IG, and my whole family is always on there, including Amber. In the past few months, she hasn't been. Mm-hmm. And on her Instagram, I haven't been on hers. People started putting two and together. And that's four, by the way.
Wow.
And I know they were asking me, now we can ignore all the DMs and the post. And you guys started getting asked. And my family started getting asked. So the true story is me and Amber, we've separated. It's very tough. This year has been very, very tough for the marriage, as a lot of people have been going through it. And we're not under the same roof. We don't live together. We wanted to speak about this because so many rumors started flying around. There was no affair. There was no cheating on her or me. We just got into a big funk that it was already a fire in our marriage where we were up and down the past year. And this 2020 pandemic really fueled the fire and brought us to the point to where, like, man, we need to separate.
Which I will say, I think that it's actually very healthy of you guys to acknowledge that. The first step, a lot of people with anything that's major is like, you got to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do that. So to me, that feels very healthy. Gosh, I just, coming from like an honest perspective, I know for me, I always feel weird about asking how you are doing, like with the check-ins, only because I see you so often.
Yeah.
So sometimes to me, it's like, well, maybe I'm already doing that. But then also at the same time, I get insecure about maybe like, oh, well, I don't want it to be like 7 p.m. and maybe you're having like a good moment. And then me checking in to be like, how are you doing? Maybe I'm bringing all that stuff back to you. So my question, I guess, is how do you feel about getting checked in on by friends and people in general?
Friends and family, I appreciate that. I have a few people in my little circle that check in on me. I appreciate it. We are going to talk to my wife top of the hour here because I want her to explain her side of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's only fair. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine with it. If you're in my inner circle of friends and family, don't mind it. If I don't know you, I feel like people that are leaving comments on my Instagram post, like, where's your wife at? And I got a teenage son, and I got stepkids that are older, and it's just very weird. Like, if you want to ask, if you feel like you have to, DM me, but don't put it on a post.
They're talking about you in front of you, but not with you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that is. I know that sometimes we don't realize it because it's online. It's one of those things where you really got to stop and think about it because it's also your birthday post. So now imagine if they are separated, because they are. And you're reminding him of that
on my birthday. I was like, what are y'all doing? I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Now listen, I put myself out there. And I love my wife. Again, I love my wife. And we're going to talk to her in a few minutes to see if she loves me back. But I love Amber. This is no, I hate you. Nothing happened.
Right.
We just became roommates. We just like, what happened? There were so many priorities in our lives. And it wasn't us.
And you mentioned this was a lengthy thing that happened.
Yes.
It might seem like, oh my God, where did this come from? Because the reality is, being in a marriage, you don't get to see the day-to-day. You see the stuff that's posted.
Yeah.
You see the stuff that's talked about. There is so much more that happens. So I just don't want people to look at this and think that y'all just decided to give up one day. Like, no, you're still working at it even though you're separated.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still working on it. But I just wanted to answer that because there were some crazy rumors flying around. I was like, let me just bring this up because we know we're a public couple. Mm-hmm. We put our whole life out there. And we're going to talk to her in a few minutes.
Okay.
You guys can ask her questions. She knows we're going to go on. She wanted to clear some things up as well because there's been trolls. There's been people just really being crazy.
Ruthless.
Ruthless. Like, come, let us live.
Side note, that negativity, honey, all that is a reflection of you. Go to therapy.
True that. So we're going to talk to the hot wife, get her side of it. And I'm going to ask her the big question. Do I still get conjugal visits with her?
Do not ask her that.
Why not?
Are you kidding me right now?
Just in case she has a night.
I appreciate you making light of a dark situation.
You do?
But, well, a little bit. And I
thank
mean, you.
You
gotta.
Thank you. Sometimes you gotta risk it to get that separated
oh
biscuit.
Oh my God! I cannot believe you just did that.
Well, we're gonna talk to the wife.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And,
awful.
It's all up next. Morning Mess.
Hello?
Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Still the hot wife.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
So we broke the news and, you know, everyone's been hitting us up on socials and then asking the show what's going on between you and I and what's going on with our marriage and what have you. Obviously, we're both very public with our socials and YouTube channels. And so I spoke on my behalf, but I thought it was only fair that you spoke on it from your point of view and what's going on with us. You've been getting a lot of people hitting you up about it.
Yeah, and it's hard because this is hard. You know, I love you, and I'm like only human, and it's a little bit harder for me because I'm not as open as you.
Right.
And especially with social media, I mean, I show the kids a lot, but I don't show like me. So it's a little bit harder for me. But obviously, we love each other, and I know people go through this stuff, so hopefully everyone just prays for us, and whatever way it goes, it's good.
Right. I'm a big believer in that, and you got me to that place and believe in these that term prayer warriors, where you just have a lot of people praying for you. You know, we are separated. We don't live together anymore. Our priority to our relationship is both of us mentally, emotionally, to get right individually, and our priority is our kids. And I think we've been doing a good job, Amber.
Yeah. I mean, we have them every couple of days. I come to the house to do school with them. I go to JoJo's prep. I mean, everything's still very busy with the kids so that they can kind of stay busy. And going to therapy and trying to just figure it all out.
First of all, I do want to say, I think I speak for everybody when I say that, like, I think it's brave that the both of you are being so candid and honest about this, because this is just a very honest approach, so I appreciate that. One question that I had, I wasn't sure as a friend, just to be honest with you, if I should ask and check in to see how you were doing, because I don't know. We've honestly never had like a full-on conversation about what's going on in your relationship. I know it through Joey, but how do you feel about people just asking and checking in on you just to see how you're doing?
I mean, like, obviously my close friends know. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm ignoring anyone, but just depends on my day. Like, this week's been a little tougher because I did have some internet trolls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on my day. If I know you, I usually respond. If I don't, I might, and I might not. I mean, they take it personal.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. You're only human. Both of you guys are. And I think it's so easy from an outside perspective to assume that these relationships that you see are so perfect and that hashtag goals and I want to be you, but
exactly.
Marriages aren't like that. There's no such thing as a marriage that's like that. You have seasons, you have some great moments, and you have some bad moments that sometimes last a long time. And it's really hard on you as a couple.
Yeah.
Are you guys thinking about doing any, like, couples counseling? Is that something that you guys, you mentioned therapy. Is that something you guys want to do together?
Yeah. I mean, Amber's going to her therapy now, and she likes it. I've done a Zoom one that was really cool. It was the first time I ever tried it. I think we both agree that we got to be happy first.
Yeah.
And stable and figure out what's going on with ourselves individually. And then we're definitely going to go to couples therapy eventually. We don't know. There's no timeline. There's no
right. There's
no book on this. I just want her happy. I love Amber. That's one thing that we've talked about. And I want to reiterate, as much people want to see what happened. Did Joey do a staycation setup and he lost? You know what I mean?
Like, oh my God.
There was no affair. There's no cheating. There's so many rumors flying around. Like, literally, we woke up one day and we weren't happy. And we're trying to figure out what happened. We became roommates, and I know people in relationships can understand that you've been with someone so long, you became roommates, and like, what's going on? Everything else is a priority but each other.
Mm-hmm.
Amber knows I love her to death. Like, she's amazing, and there is no, I hate you. There's nothing like that.
And there's no putting blame on each other either.
No, we both want what's best for each other. Like, I love her no matter what happens. She's the mother of my children. We had a conversation last night, right, Amber? Like, I was like, I want us to be friends again.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to be friends again and care for one another, give advice. This pandemic brought the worst out of us, where everything bothered each other, everything we did. We're just trying to figure it out.
So I guess a lot of people are wondering, is this a divorce? Is this a separation with the hopes of getting back together?
You know what? Hold that thought, babe. You know what? It's a great question. Let's talk about that up next. What exactly does this mean for me and Amber, okay? We'll get more questions and we'll answer that question up next. Morning Mess. Okay, it's the morning mess. Listen, I know it's Friday, but the show let me know this is important to talk about. I think it's important to talk about what's going on in our life. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
So we got my wife on the line right now. We just let you know that, you know, we are separated. That's been the big question on the socials and on the streets been talking. We've been together for 20 years, married, six and some change. So, yeah, we separated, and then, Carla, you had the big question where I put you pause on, because this is the big question that everyone wants to know.
Is your separation a separation with the hopes of getting back together, or are you getting a divorce?
It's not a divorce. I mean, I don't think so.
No, it's not.
So, I guess he's taking it day by day, like, with therapy and seeing what happens, but no one said that they were filing for divorce.
We're taking a break. So hopefully this clears it up. You know, we love each other. We want what's best for each other. And we don't know. We'll leave it in God's hands. Appreciate the prayers. We appreciate the privacy. If you need to hit us up, hit me up. DM me. Don't bother Amber with
it. I'm not as good.
Yeah. She wants to be private with this.
Not only that, but also just like a friendly reminder that they do have a son who is on Instagram who is... can read.
Yeah.
So he can see what you guys are posting. I think in my opinion, I'm not speaking for Joey or Amber, it can come across as a little insensitive to just be commenting certain stuff, wondering about the marriage, knowing that their child can
see
that.
People were posting on my birthday. Like,
like it's Joey's birthday.
It's like, come on, man.
I mean, he's a teenager and he goes to school and he's doing really well and I think he might be taking it out on the field. I just don't want him to read things and hold it in because, I mean, we know how teenagers are.
Yeah.
He's not expressing.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to just hold it all in.
Right. That's a great point. Well, again, I love you and we'll get through this. And we thought it was important to speak to everybody about this. And I appreciate my show again here, Nish, Gina, and Carla, because I know you guys have been getting hit up and trying to get the inside source. So. I know that's been tough for you guys.
It's people being like, so what happened? Like if there was this big, juicy culmination of a secret. And it just is that relationships aren't always perfect.
Yeah.
One question before we do end it. What's going to happen with the YouTube channel? Because I know I've gotten so many DMs about that. I don't know what to tell people.
I don't know. We haven't done it in months because the relationship, the marriage has been on the rocks for months now. I don't know. It's up to Amber, you know, if we want to do like a special. We have a, if you don't know, we have a YouTube channel, Rolling with Rodriguez. And we haven't done an episode in a while, so it'd be up to Amber if you wanted to do like a special thing of how we're co-parenting right now. Mm-hmm. And it not be a sad thing, like we make it work. So be up to you.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like with everything else, there's no timeline and all that stuff. Again, like we all love you both and so thankful for the honesty, because I think that that's going to be so helpful for so many people.
Yeah.
Even outside of that, we're also here. If you need somebody to talk to separate, we're here.
Thank you.
Love you, Amber.
Of course. But, of course.
Oh, I'm going to cry again.
There's just so much love between you two as a couple and all of us here. It's just, it's all love.
And a question that me and you haven't talked about at all. You know, we've been apart for months now. What's up with conjugal visits? I mean.
Oh, my God.
Every once in a while, can I?
Oh, God.
Can I risk it for
Amber,
that biscuit?
Amber, you want me to smack him for you? Because I will.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, I love you, babe. We'll get through this. No matter, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but the love is there. And yeah, thank you for coming on the show with us. And hopefully this helps out the situation a little bit for us.
Yeah, love you too.
All right, Miss Thang.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, bye. Well, thank you guys for letting me share that, man.
No, thank you.
Ooh-wee. All right. Well, hopefully I get some.
I can't with
therapy.
You.
Therapy. Hopefully I get some therapy, Carla.
Hopefully.
I hope so too.
You both get what you need. Sadness. And that's prayers and therapy and love from all around.
Love therapy.
He's trying to get love all around.
Yeah. Say that again for the people in the back, Gina. Okay.
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.